Now, in regards to the beat, I've been keeping my eye on two British groups that have been rising very fast. And the reason they're rising is because they have a new peculiar beat. And this peculiar beat is considered the now beat and the beat of the future, as it was described on Solid Gold not too long ago. Now, these two groups are Adam and the Ant and Bow Wow Wow. Can you believe the names of those groups?
I suppose if we'll accept Kiss, we'll accept anything.
That's right. Now, both of these groups have injected this Burundi beat. Now, when I say Burundi, Burundi is a village in East Africa where they have voodoo sessions. And these groups have actually taped the beat of the drums that these villagers use in summoning evil spirits and have injected it right into their music. And I heard this interviewed on Solid Gold with Adam and the Ant. This Burundi beat was written about in the New York Times, and I want to share that with you. And I'm reading from the New York Times, "The Burundi beat helps Bow Wow Wow along, yet that appropriation of the sound Bow Wow Wow and Adam and the Ant and several other British bands poses yet another moral conundrum. The original source of this tribal rhythm is a recording of 25 drummers made in the village of East Africa." So with that in mind, I would like to play a portion of a song that they have. Now, what the song is called Bow Wow Wow, and the title of the cut is called Prince of Darkness. Now, to set this up, I want you to remember that the drum beats that you hear in this tape excerpt are drums that are used in voodoo sessions. Now, you're not going to believe the words of this song, but again, remember, this is a new group that's on the market, and they are hot. They are moving up, and they're being sold by the millions. And they, as a matter of fact, they were in concert in Ann Arbor not more than a couple weeks ago. Now, I just want you to listen to it as we play it and listen to the beats. Now, the first part of the words that you'll hear in the song aren't real audible, but they'll begin to make sense. They'll begin to make sense in a moment. Did you hear what they said? They sang in the lyrics, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the darkest of them all?" And then another voice came on and said, "The Prince of Darkness." And then it was said, "What's its name?" And then they said, "A fallen angel from paradise who's going to hell. Burn, burn." And what I've done, so it's more audible, is I slowed the speed of this song, portion of this, so you can hear the words, down to a slower 33 RPM. Now pay attention again to the beat of the drums, the lyrics, and then listen as the song starts to tail off. You begin to hear screams in the background, which is a symbolism of people becoming possessed as this being sung.
Oh,
Michael, I would say at this point that is absolutely incredible to hear those primitive drum beats and the overt and blatant reference to Satan.
It is unbelievable. Every time I hear it, it gives me, I guess the word to describe would be the creeps. Sometimes late at night I have to play this. I'm working on taping it, and it's not fun to play that type of beat after midnight, believe me. But if you think that's unbelievable, I've got more of the song for you. What you're going to hear right now, they're going to say, in a regular speed that it is played, so open the door and let Satan in, the prince of darkness. They're actually talking about letting him in for possession. And then again, I slowed it down to 33, so you can hear it again more audibly. Coming into the end of this song, Prince of Darkness, what you're going to hear is the girl's voice coming out of what you would think would be an orgasmic sound, and incidentally, she is only 15 years old. And then they sing, open the door and let me in. I am the Prince of Darkness. Open the door for Satan. Please let go. Now, mind you, this is what they're trying to portray here is Satan singing in the first person. Listen to this. And then it again, it's going to go into the 33 speed so you can hear it clear. That is absolutely sobering to hear those words so blatantly spoken. The only word that I can think of is they're confronting the issue with such just straightforward actions.